God lives in you, not just around you. Word picture the home. Think of a house that's been fully furnished and occupied. It's not just a shell, it's someone's home. They live there, it's where they rest, work, and stay. That's what your life is like to God. He doesn't just visit you, he dwells in you. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Your body, your life, your heart, they've become his home. He moved in, not just to observe, but to transform. Bible character, Solomon. When Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of the Lord filled it so powerfully that no one could stand today. That same glory lives in you, not in a building, but in your spirit. My story, where this became real. I remember standing in a quiet worship service once, feeling completely empty. I had just come through a hard season, emotionally drained, spiritually disconnected. I was trying to engage, but everything felt distant. Then the worship leader said something that hit me in the chest. You don't have to fight your way to God. He's already in the room. In fact, he's in you. Tears welled up. I didn't feel holy. I didn't feel worthy. But right there in that moment, I remembered I am his temple. He lives in me. And he hasn't left. That truth carried me through. Because when you know God dwells in you, you stop chasing his presence and start hosting it. Reflection. Do you believe God really lives in you, not just visits you? How would your day look different if you lived from that reality? Declaration.